Blog Talk Radio.
Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I am your hostess, Sandy Rogers, and I so appreciate you hanging out with me tonight and every week. And I just appreciate you. I thank you for being a part of what we do here. So, you know, we always got to take care of a couple of things before we get the party started and invite people over. So mom and them always say, you know, be straight before you open up the door to your guests. And so what we do here on Life, Love, and Wellness is we start with one of my daily inspirational messages. And if you're interested, you can find them at revsandy.wordpress.com. Today's message that we're going to read is called Go With the Flow. It is a beautiful sight to see fish swimming with the flow of the water. In a nursery rhyme, it says, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. To watching a majestic waterfall cascading down a mountain is a wondrous sight. These are all examples of going with the flow. It would be unnatural to see a fish swimming against the current. It would probably lose all its energy and succumb to the enormous sea. Are you going with the flow, or are you fighting your way against the current? Are you doing what feels good and natural to you? Is your life a battle each day? I choose to go with the flow. I am at my best when I am matched with situations and circumstances that matches who I am. I no longer choose to force a situation to fit me. Rather, I choose the situation that complements me and my life purpose. I determine the flow of my life. I go with the flow of all good, God, the Creator. I stay in the presence and protection of the Infinite One, the Source. I flow with grace and mercy, trusting the process of life and creation. My way is made easy and joyous by following and going with the flow. I breathe life in the flow. I am relaxed and rejuvenated in the flow of existence. I enjoy the flow. I go with the flow. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Go with the flow. Next, we invoke and we invite the spirits and energies of our ancestors to be with us. We do this every day, but especially on Tuesday nights for the Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We have a new ancestor that I was just advised of earlier today. Her name is Chabela. So, Chabela, I know the other ancestors are welcoming you in. We treasure your gifts to us. Ashe, ashe, ashe. It's all about life. It's all about love, all about wellness. Tonight's show is called Who is Still Sleeping in Your Womb? And I know that got the attention of a lot of people because I've been getting messages and comments all day long. And our spectacular guest. I call her Queen Alicia Keir, but she also goes by Queen Neat. And I'm going to read her bio in just a few moments. And audience, you know you're always invited to join in the discussion. All comments are always welcomed, and every voice will be heard. That goes with complete acceptance, and we never make any judgment. Our call-in number, in case you're not on the line with us, is 516-531-9819. And if you simply press 1, it will alert me that you want to talk live on air with us and you want to join in the conversation. Again, you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to start off with a little music, and then we're going to get right into Queen Neat because she has a lot of information to share, and hopefully we can get it in this 90 minutes, okay? We'll be right back. No, that was the other queen right there, Aretha Franklin, bringing us a little respect. So I think that would be a nice lead into our show. So welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, where tonight we're doing Who is Still Sleeping in Your Womb? And tonight's special, special guest is Queen Alicia Keir. So I'm going to read the show promo, and then I'm going to read Queen's bio, and we're going to bring her on and let her get us all crunked up tonight. So it says, sex is much more than a physical act, and we can carry other people's energy with us if we don't know how to release them. Do you have anyone's energy that needs to be released? The energy of our past relationships can affect our current relationships with ourselves and others in ways that we do not even know. We must knowingly, with a clear conscience, make better choices and learn to clear our bodies from our past relationships. Queen is the one who will teach you and me. She is determined to assist women with our healing. She is a master teacher. I am so honored and so thrilled that Queen had time in her busy, busy schedule to be with us tonight. And so this is who she is, and I'm going to have her to give us a little bit more in her own words when she comes on. But these are the written words about Queen. She has served the community in healing capacities for the last 25 years. In 2010, she focused on traditional wellness when she began practicing a vegan vegetarian lifestyle. Through that transition, she was able to heal herself from 40 pounds of fibroid tumors, even though the doctors had said something else. She had handful of tumors for 17 years, and she had gained 150 pounds. You know, we talk about that a lot here, from the medications that the doctors gave her. And they doubled up on her birth control steroid, Depo-Provera, as a fibroid treatment. And that's where she gained all of that weight. So she went on and she was able to heal that naturally. And then in May 2014, she created the curriculum and designed the logo and branding for the first 52-week Sacred Woman in the Making course. And then she turned right around, and in 2015, she founded Medicine Woman University Holistic Mystery School. And she combines holistic and naturopathic wellness with the ancient wisdom of our ancestral mothers. You know, that's powerful right there. And that's one of the reasons why we always start the show by honoring our ancestors. So she has a wellness coaching curriculum that affords women the opportunity to heal themselves while they become certified to bring full healings to others as health and wellness coaches. And she also is certified doulas, cosmetic womb yoga instructors, Reiki masters, certified womb sauna practitioners, nutritional numerologists, womb wellness fibroid-free practitioners. And she has 39 modalities to use as tools in their individual medicine bags. Queen Neat is an amazing chef and owns Queen's Cuisine, raw living and vegan catering and meal delivery service in Atlanta, Georgia. She is a graduate and educator at the Living Foods Institute in Atlanta and enjoys helping the leaders of the local spiritual communities heal by example through culinary cleansing. In late 2017, she will launch a vegan culinary show called Vegan Cooking with Queen Neat. And her accolades just go on and on, but those were the points that I wanted to highlight, and Queen may add more herself. But I want to bring Queen on, and Queen, just tell us who you are. And again, my heart is just wide open with thanks and gratitude that you would come on our show and share what your message to the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much, Mama Sandy. I am graced beyond belief to be on your show. You have been a woman that I have admired for over a year, as you were one of my instructors at the Living Food Institute. But you instructed me more by what you did than anything that ever came out of your mouth. I am a woman who is not impressed by really anything that anybody says. I want to see elders live in front of me. And that's exactly what you did. So when the opportunity came to be able to just have a moment to share with the family on your show, I was so graced and so honored to be able to be here. So you asked me to tell you a little bit more about me. I am the Queen of Queens. And what does that mean? That sounds like a really, really arrogant statement, but it's a statement of truth. And the reason that I am the Queen of Queens is because I train other women to become better than me. I am a queen. On September 14, 2014, the elders of the Kemetic community in Atlanta, Missouri, New York, and North Carolina came together at Tassili's World Reality upstairs in her spiritual center, and they had a renaming ceremony for me. So I'm just not a sister who decided to throw the name Queen in front of my name. The elders deemed me worthy, and the ancestors spoke to them. And that is where even the name Queen Neat Achepsutmayat was originated from and was given to me. So I take it very, very seriously. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. But am I learning to walk in that queenship every day? And so the charge that has been given to me is to be a living example of a queen and then to train other women to be better than me. And so that is what I'm graced to be able to do on every level, and it's my honor to be able to do it.
Excellent, excellent. I like how you said that, to train other women to be better than you. You know, that is a regal dictate, you know, and not everybody could do that, you know, because people have an identity crisis, you know, and they don't want to train people to be better than who they are. So that is really something that you're trusted with, that I'm sure that you understand is not a simple role for you to play.
Absolutely. And the really deep part is that I learned that by being under many powerful women who, I wouldn't say they were intimidated, but they wanted to make sure that they never, ever let the student gain any more than they were. I am the teacher. You are the student. You stay under me. And so it made me begin to check my relationships. It made me begin to ask myself, why are you so desperate for a spiritual mother? What is it that's empty inside of you that you keep going to spiritual woman, spiritual woman, spiritual woman, looking for someone to fill this space? What you need, is that inside of you, or are you asking someone else to fill something in you that is a void and that's not their responsibility? It is your responsibility to heal that void and then allow people to be themselves, and you respect them for who they are. Once you have gone as far as you can with them, you appreciate them, and then you keep on moving.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said. And again, you know, and women, as strong and as powerful as we are, we often don't understand and utilize the power that we have. So to be able to strengthen that core of other sisters is fabulous, because we need more sisters that understand their royalness, you know, like who they are from the core of who they are, not just, you know, like some topical type of treatment, you know, but to really get it and to know their place. So it's powerful, the work that you're doing, Queen. I mean, just really, really powerful.
Give thanks, and I'm grateful for that. But, you know, one of the things that I've really, really come into a clarity on is that charity begins at home, and your mama can only teach you what she knows. If your mama is not a brain surgeon, you can't then go to medical school and snub your nose at her because she didn't teach you the basics of stitchery. She taught you what she knew. And if you, once you know better, then you do better. So you can't regard yourself as excellent, wonderful, the epitome of excellence walking if nobody ever shared with you that that is who you are. And so once you actually get it, I teach a meditation class on Sundays. And so it was really, really deep. I had the sisters go into a visualization. And in the visualization, they were in an apple orchard, and they were smelling the scent of all of the different types of apples. And any apples that they wanted, they could pull off. And then in front of them, they lined up all of the people that they loved. And I said, I need you to look at them in their eyes. Make sure you don't leave anybody out. Look at your set again. All the people that you love. Now make sure you see them clearly. You can see their faces. Nobody's fuzzy. Now I need you to look at the front of that line. If you don't see you at the front of that line, all of the rest of those relationships are out of balance. And out of all of the women that were on that call, not one of them saw themselves in that line.
Wow.
So it to me and says, we've got a work to do because as women, because, see, I counsel women, and I counsel judges, I counsel lawyers, I counsel doctors, I counsel prostitutes, I counsel very, very, very well-paid call girls. I do it all, and I find a common thread amongst all of us, and it is that we have been taught how to be very good women to men. I mean, my God, we have learned how to treat a man, but we have not learned how to look in that mirror and say, I love me unconditionally. We have learned conditional love for everybody else. And see, the truth of the matter is you can only have unconditional love for yourself and for your children. That's it. Because no matter what, that's your child. You may not agree with what they've done, and no matter how many people, you just cut them out for the rest of it. That's your blood. That's your child. You birthed that child. You spent 9 months bonding with that child. That's one of the wounds that is infected and needs detoxing. So much of what that child turned out to be was based on the 9 months that they spent inside of you. So you don't get to sever that tie and cut that bond from that child. Now, might you need to detach yourself from them if they're harming you? Absolutely. So your love for them is unconditional, but the first unconditional love you have is for yourself. Do I approve of everything I do? Am I pleased with everything I do? Absolutely not. But I will not remove the love for and in love with from me based on my actions. I absolutely won't do it. That's not a lesson that we learned growing up. And it's not a lesson that many of us have taught our daughters because we can only teach them what we know.
Right, right. Right, because I know in some families, including my own, that the whole theory around a woman's worthiness was directly related to if she was involved in a relationship with a man.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
So if any female in the family was not attached some kind of way, even if it was violent or abusive, then there was something wrong with that woman. You know what I'm saying? Because she didn't have a man on her arm. And I was like, wow, where'd that come from? You know, but it's been a part of our family structure, our family thinking for just generations and generations. So,
and it's a dysfunctional thought. And it has made many, many, many women settle. One of my very close friends from college, her name is Pat Southall. Many of you all know her because of who she's married to now. But Pat, most beautiful woman I've ever seen, her spirit was more beautiful than who she was. And so Pat married Martin Lawrence, stayed married for 20 months. Now, when she got married, her parents were married for 30 years till her mama passed, and her grandparents were married for 60 years. When Pat got married, Pat was determined she was going to be married till she died. I don't care what
wow.
I got to put up, I'm going to do this. Plus, I done married Martin Lawrence. The marriage lasted 20 months. She had a daughter, and she said, you know what? I'm not going to do this. I'm going to take time. I'm going to leave. I have one suitcase. I'm packing this one suitcase, and I am going to leave this marriage, though everybody would look at me and say that I am crazy because I'm leaving Martin Lawrence. That was 1997. And in 2000, April 22nd, 2000, she married Emmett Smith. They've been together, married 17 years. He is amazing to her and adores the ground she walks on. But many of us won't let Martin go so that we can get Emmett, because we're still holding on to the image of what we want Martin to be as opposed to who he actually is.
Yeah, girl, say
you
it,
can't
say it.
For somebody else, and then you want it for yourself. And more than they want it for themselves. And that is the most beautiful thing. So I look at her life, and when I talk to women, and all they are is hurt from their relationship. You can't counsel on top of nothing but damage. If there's but damage and nothing but hurt, you're trying to essentially put sugar on top of a pile of manure. At the end of the day, that's still a pile of manure.
That's right. But, you know, there's too many women that still do it, though. So, you know, again, I applaud you and your capacity in your workshops and in your one-on-one counselings, and all of that should always be packed to the brim, because that is something. But again, though, Queen, we don't always acknowledge that, you know, and even when somebody brings that up or they overhear a conversation between others discussing that, they don't know how to get out, or they're so indebted to that belief that they've got to stay, you know, through thick and thin, for better or worse, you know, what God put together, let no man take apart, you know, and all of those rituals and all of those sayings. Yes. That it can be to the detriment of the female. So,
and not just the detriment, to the death. There was a sister, and we're going on 3 years ago, and she was a massage therapist, a yoga teacher, completely conscious, beautiful, beautiful sister. And she had been in an abusive relationship right here in Atlanta for years. But she stayed for the sake of the children, and she decided she was going to stay one more Christmas, which was Christmas 2013. And January 9th, 2014, her husband, as he standardly did, beat her again in front of her children, but this time he beat her to death, put her in a car, drove the car to a park, and left her there. So we have to ask ourselves, how much am I willing to continue to put up with in the name of having a man?
Yeah. Because a lot of times it not only impacts the children with the repeated cycle behaviors, but it also impacts them on their self-worth and, you know, what they allow to happen to them in relationships. So when we say we're staying for the sake of the children, it could be to their detriment as well. I've talked to people, you know, that have gone through that, and they were like, man, all I wish is that my dad would have walked away from my mom, because, you know, I lost respect for him because she was so abusive to him, or the other way around, you know, like, why did my mom have the strength and the courage to leave? Because my dad was kicking her butt, you know, just because. And so the parents actually lose respect from their children by staying in those abusive relationships. And that's something that we don't, you know, ever consider, I believe, that we think that we're doing it. We've been taught to stay there, right? So, great point.
Absolutely. And this is one thing you mentioned, a real key point. You said that a lot of the reasons that we stay is because we are programmed to believe that what God has put together, let no man put asunder. We'll see where the challenge with that comes in, is that a lot of this mess your flesh put together, God didn't have anything to do with it. And then you want to go to the universe and say, oh, universe, they're trying to tear us apart. No, the universe is like, no, honey, that's me. I'm trying to save your life.
I've had so many people that do that, Queen, and they'll be like, But, Sandy, you know, the Bible says, and so I'm just trying to do what the Bible says. I said, but, you know, did you go to God in prayer or, you know, ask for any type of guidance or any type of help before you took that person? Or did you just make a decision?
Anybody, anywhere,
yeah, right. So
it's the truth.
Then they want, you know, I'm like, you can't do it both ways, you know. If that's what you want, then you must do it around the whole, and it's always at the brink or the breakup of the relationship, you know. And so I know that they didn't go or seek any type of counsel, prayer, meditation, or any of that. You know, they were, like you said, led by the flesh. So, well, I just want to remind everybody that you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're talking with the incredible Queen Alicia Keir, better known as Queen Meek. And the topic tonight is who is still sleeping in your womb. So I want to kind of get to the topic now that we kind of laid the framework so that you know a little bit more about Queen and how she believes and the approach that she takes when she's working with women. So I want to ask so that we're all on the same wavelength. You know, I think that it's a very important that we understand the terminologies being used, even if they're common words, we need to understand so that we're all getting the same message. So, Neat, Queen, if you wouldn't mind, would you explain to us what a womb is by your definition? Because I know yours is not going to be the traditional understanding of a womb that we usually talk about.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thank you so much for asking, because we get so used to, I'm going to tell you how I learned about what a womb was. My mama made it. She made a real, my mama was a straight shot.
Okay.
She said, listen. And I did. Don't bring no bastard babies up in my house. I said, all right. My mother was the minister of music at her church for 30 years. And she did not want me to embarrass her on any level. So she made it real clear. And I promise you, that was my sex education. Don't bring no bastard babies up in my house. And so that's where I got a real good clarity as to what to and not to do. So I had to get a better understanding as to what a womb was, because when Spirit dropped this in my spirit to teach, I was like, oh, wait a minute. This is kind of deep. So the first thing that I had to learn was that wombs are not just for women. Women and men both have wombs. Now, I am saying the word womb plurally, because women have 8 wombs and men have 8 wombs. A womb is a production center. And it is a production center in your body that is filled with eggs. And so constantly those eggs are fertilized. When those eggs are fertilized, sometimes you don't know who the father is, because that womb is wide open and you had no idea that it was open. So you've allowed different suitors who have been pursuing that they know the womb is there. You don't know. So you've left her wide open. And so you have people constantly coming in. And now keep in mind, the person who can fertilize your womb can be male or female. Because you got to keep in mind, you have womb centers, absolutely. You have 8 womb centers that are filled with eggs. And then you have people that are going through and they are fertilizing your eggs. Give you an example. If you think back to the 90s, to the top shows that sold, Friends, Seinfeld, all of those shows that just, woo, $1 million an episode is what the actors got. We're not realizing that the womb of our mind is being affected every time we're watching those. So my womb, the womb of my mind is filled with eggs. And so this television program is fertilizing these eggs in my mind. And what it's showing me subliminally, and I don't even get it, is that your life can be wonderful with no black people in it.
Exactly, exactly, wow.
These wonderful, wonderful, oh, it's fun, and it's funny, and it's light, and there's nobody that looks like you in it. And so that seed got fertilized, and it grew into a baby, and you didn't even realize it. Had no idea. So we're watching all of these different things, so it's affecting the womb of our mind. Because it's shown you, you want to have a nice apartment on the Upper East Side, and you want to have all of these things, but you don't see anybody that looks like you around. So the definition of what a womb is one of the eight centers of your body, and these are not chakras, one of the eight centers of your body that is filled with eggs that are waiting to be fertilized. Sometimes it's not what you see. It's what you hear. Sometimes you can actually receive the wrong embrace from somebody, and it's damaged. Their energy has just fertilized another set of eggs in your womb. So it's so very, very important that we understand that not only women, but men have wombs. Most men don't realize that their prostate is one of their wombs. Men have menses. They don't have it once a month. They have it twice a month. Any woman that is dealing with a man can tell this. You can have the same conversation with a brother when it's not around the new moon or the full moon, and he will have a totally different response for you than he will during those time periods. He is more sensitive during those time periods. Men also have menopause. And so sometimes it emerges as erectile dysfunction. Sometimes it manifests as prostate cancer. Every time a man is deeply hurt in his heart and it's attached to a female that he has had an intimate relationship with, it oftentimes ends up making little tumors and little cysts in his prostate. Same thing that happens to a woman with fibroid tumors. Men don't know to actually start checking until they get older. And many a times those cysts are just hiding up in between the testes. So you've got to actually understand, oh, my God, this is where this erectile dysfunction is coming from, and I'm treating brothers as early and as young as 30 who have gone traumatic relationship things where they gave their whole heart to come home and she done packed up and took the kids and left and went with somebody else. That impacts a man in his womb, which is his prostate. And so this is why we've got to be so extremely accountable as to how we treat men. See, there is a statement that says, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. Okay, the question is, what are you getting ready to produce? While you are forming and making that brother, what are you turning him into? That speaks to the mothers. as you're making man out of your son, what example is he seeing that he is developing into?
Yes.
As
yes.
you're making man out of the man that you're in relationship with, what image are you forming him into by the way that you deal with him?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my answer to what are the wounds.
You know, I like how you just thoroughly explained that to us. I had an opportunity this past Saturday at an event I was at where this massage therapist was just, you know, like really down on men. And he was massaging the women, and he was telling them, yeah, I need to get this out because of men, you know, men are dogs. And all of them were, well, hey, hold up. You know, you can't just make a blanket statement like that, because you must understand these women that are in here could be the mother of the person that you're talking about. You know, we have at least contributed to their upbringing. And so if there's a problem, then it has to be taken mutually. It's not just the man's fault, and he's not just the dog, but the women have a play in that as well. So thank you for saying that, because we really, really – we make a difference between a male and the female child, and we don't understand why the men behave as they do. It's because we really don't – sometimes we don't expect a lot out of the men. You know, we're just like, you know, well, you just get over there and come on, daughter, you know, you need to clean, cook, and, you know, you need to take care of your brother. And so – that can cause some problems too. But thank you for saying that. I hadn't looked, but it makes perfect sense, especially with the erectile dysfunction.
Yes.
Because just like you're saying with the fibroids, it can mm-hmm. block or hinder or make sexual actions very uncomfortable. So I can see where those lumps would appear in those areas. So. So what would be some of the other eight centers that we have? You spoke of the mind, and you used the example with the TV, and then you talked about the men having the prostate centers as well. So what would be some of the other womb centers that we would have in our bodies?
Absolutely. You have the womb of your mind, the womb of your eyes, the womb of your ears, the double-doored womb of your mouth, so what goes into your mouth and what comes out of your mouth. You have the womb of your heart, and then you have your seat of creation. Most of us are not aware of the fact that, wow, all of this is here, but the other womb that we don't even acclimate to is the womb of your hair. You see, our hair is our spiritual center. That is why there is such an attack on the indigenous woman to cover up your hair with the hair of another woman from another nationality so that you can achieve beauty. So if I have you glue or sew another woman's hair on top of your hair, then I break that connectivity that you have with the universe. I wish I had the head to pull off your hairstyle, Mama Sandy, because I promise you I would walk in with a pair of earrings like I lost my mind. But you see, I got my daddy's head. So no matter whether I'm 300 pounds or I'm 130 pounds, I got a great big cookie. And that cookie got to have some hair on it or it look a little funny. But I'm telling you, hair helps you to connect to the universe. Over here at Gupton Jones Funeral Mortuary School here, they actually allow you to see the brains of African women who have transitioned. The majority of them who have used relaxers in their hair, when they do autopsy, there is oxidized green on the majority of their brain because of that chemical to straighten the hair, damaging the brain, which also helps to lead to Alzheimer's. So somebody convince us, if you want to move up the corporate ladder, you've got to make your hair be straight. You got to put a wig on. They can't see that nappy hair.
That's right.
And
self-hate.
In that misconception, we end up reducing our receptivity because a lot of times that hair has been sacrificed to different gods and goddesses that had nothing to do with us. And so we're taking a sacrificed set of hair, especially all throughout India. That ain't nothing but a Google search. You can sit and go through YouTube and you can see all of the different hair, that Remy hair, and all that hair you're paying $70 a pack for. Those women grow their hair just to cut it, to sacrifice it to their God, then to take that sacrificed hair and sell it to you so that you can achieve beauty and look like them, and you're the mother of civilization.
Exactly.
That's one of the other ones. That's the eighth. And that's the one that gets most neglected, but we just don't really, really understand, oh, my goodness, how much brain damage am I causing? How many early signs of Alzheimer's? When you find yourself at 32 and 35 years old going upstairs and forgetting what you went upstairs for, can't find your keys, can't find your glasses, a lot of that is brain damage that we're bringing on ourselves because of the chemicals we're using in our hair.
Wow.
To another look.
You know what? We're going to take a quick break from Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to let that sink in just a tad bit, and we're going to bring back Queen Neat in just a moment, but we're going to take a little water break and a breather. And we'll return in just a couple moments.
More love and more joy than age or time.
You should recognize the voice. That's Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with More Love. Thank you, and welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. You know you're welcome to call in and chat on air with us at 516-531-9819 and just simply press 1 to signal that you wish to speak live on air with us. So tonight we are just simply blessed to have Queen Neat, or better known as, well, I should say Queen Alicia Keir, better known as Queen Neat, and change that around. And her topic is Who is Still Sleeping in Your Womb? So Queen has just completed telling us the 8 womb centers that both men and women have and how we're affected by them. And she spoke about the womb of the mind, the men's womb, the womb of the eyes, ears, mouth, heart, the seat of creation. And then she was just finishing up before we went to break about the womb of our hair and how that's our spiritual center. So the conversation has been so deep because we are sometimes led to believe that there's only one womb, and that's the sexual womb. But I understand where Queen is coming from because we are being programmed, and you wonder how an intelligent group of people can be hoodwinked by some of the things that we're led to do and led to believe, the self-hate and the disrespect that we show each other, and not even attempting to lift each other up in the process, in this whole process of life and living, but, you know, just constantly tearing each other down and not having respect. And so it just stands to reason that if we're being bombarded subliminally or however you want to call it, but it's in our womb that we're watching life go by, and with it excluding us from it, we're thinking that we don't belong, that we're not worthy to belong. So that's my take on what Queen has been talking about. So, again, if you have a question, a comment, or a concern, feel free to join in the discussion. That's 516-531-9819. And if you're already on the line, just push the 1, and we'll take your comment or your question. So we're going to return with Queen. And I want to ask the next question, Queen, which would be, why does a woman need to detox her wombs? And it's probably man or woman, but since we're working basically with a woman tonight, why would a woman need to detox? And then how long would it take for that process to be completed?
Absolutely. At least on minimum 52 weeks. And
wow.
One of the most important things that we need to do, especially between relationships, honestly, we need to go 4 seasons between relationships, which is going to be a full 52 weeks, so that
okay.
we can purge that last person's energy completely out of all 8 of our womb centers. Otherwise, we're going to continue to take the toxification from that last relationship into the new relationship, and that new brother doesn't deserve the toxicity from that last relationship. And
right.
so a lot of times people will go and take like a little 12-week class, and, you know, then they think that they're healed, delivered, and set free. The issue with 12 weeks is just enough to open you up and, you know, let me hurry up and get this class out the way so I can get the next set of classes in. 12 weeks does not give you a chance to actually heal. You finally get comfortable enough to open up in 12 weeks, and then you're given a piece of paper and shoved out the way. So that's why we take 52 weeks and thoroughly go through everything together, because I did a little intro class, and it was just 8 weeks, 1 week per womb. And the sister said that they were just sitting there holding their head for 2 hours while I was sharing. And that's what made me understand, I actually have to do full justice to each one of these womb centers. And then after I finish teaching it, I then have to show them how to fully detox each womb center, because the detoxification of each womb center is different. You can't just, you know, let me burn some tobacco and let me walk in a circle 7 times backward and poof. You know, it's just, it's not a poof, because you didn't become toxic through a poof. So you've got to actually ample time to actually clear out and cleanse, and then realize that this is not a game. It's not a joke. And so what ends up happening is when your other 7 womb centers are still toxic, it makes you more vulnerable in your 8th womb center. So you allow people, places, things, and ideas that are not dedicated to your highest and best good to enter into your seat of creation, that if your other 7 womb centers were actually clear, they wouldn't have even had a chance to come in your vibration. But because your vibration is so low due to the toxification of your other 7 womb centers, you're open to about anybody.
I'm writing that down. Because I know to take time. And a lot of people would argue that it's not necessary. The best thing is to get right back into another relationship. And they'll use the analogy, well, you know how they say, you know, you fall off a horse, get back up on it, you know, so that you continue to ride, or that you don't forget how to ride. And I'm like, but, you know, so I sometimes would feel that either I got overly involved in a relationship, put too much in it, and maybe other people don't you know, deal with relationships like that. Because I'm like, I need a break. I don't want to just jump back into something with somebody else. And so I see the wisdom in that year, but I'm sure there are people that would say that that's probably excessive, an excessive amount of time. We have a caller too, Queen. So it's area code 843-250. Would you give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment or concern, please?
Hi, Sandy. This is Havana. I'm calling from Newborn,
hey,
Georgia.
Havana.
How are you doing?
Very good.
And how are you doing, Queen?
I'm excellent, Havana. How are you?
I am excellent. I love the topic. I had to set the alarm so I wouldn't forget, because I'm working. So I said, well, after I finish work, I'm going to go to bed. But when my alarm went off, I said, I can't go to bed. But I truly love your topic. And I decided last year that I was going to go through a detox. I didn't know I was going to go through an 8 center detox, but I decided I don't want to deal with a relationship with a man, not no intimate relationship, not no dating relationship. I want to detox and get myself together.
Yes.
But now I know I have to go through 8 detox, and I would love to detox with your program.
It's
beneficial. It's going to make me into the queen that I know that I am. So I am definitely interested in your detox program.
Wonderful. And I am over the top that you're willing to do that. See, this is the thing, and just like Mama Sandy was sharing with us, see, the reason that I make all my students be better than me is because you ain't got to make the same mistakes I do. I have gone from man to man to man, and I went by listening to my grandmother. Don't let no grass grow under your feet, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. The way you get over one man is by going to the next man, and you'll be just fine. And there was some wisdom in my grandmother. My grandmother was bad to the bone. She had 5 men paying her bills. Oh, my grandmother did it. She did the thing. And so I honor her game, but I understand she could only teach me what she knew.
What
and
she knew.
By going from man to man to man, you don't get the chance to experience being alone, because
exactly.
You associate alone with lonely. So when you take that time to get alone. See, I don't have nothing for Beyonce to say, but she made one statement. She said, my stock has gone up over 1 million. The way that you get stock up is you take that 52 weeks to detox, you continue to increase what you bring to the table. And then you detox and get rid of the negative stuff that you bring into the table. Everybody has a conversation about, well, what you bring into the table. See, everything you bring into the table is not positive. So when you look at the assets that are attached to you and you look at the liabilities, that 52 weeks gives you a chance to get rid of your liabilities. And so instead of looking for a brother, what you want to do is take you a 4X class so that you can mess around and start investing and so that you can take your credit score up to an 820. That takes your vibration higher. So then a higher vibrating brother can then see you.
Right,
you need
exactly.
people to do that. So, sis, but at the end of the show, you'll be able to hear my phone number. You text me tonight because we're getting ready to start this next class next Wednesday, and I would love to interview you and talk to you about it, send a package out to you, and if the universe says the same, it would be my pleasure to escort you through the next 52 weeks.
Oh, it sounds great to me. It sounds great because I got so tired of trying to lower my standards to deal with I just got so tired of that. And my brother told me that. Your standards are too high. I said, I want to be friends with a brother where there's no sex involved. Is that possible? No, that ain't possible because guys want sex. I said, no. I said, I need to communicate with a brother without having sex. I said, it's a simple conversation. I said, I'm not lowering my standards to be with anyone. So that's what I decided to do since last year. I said, I'm going to be by myself where I don't have to have sex with anybody. And I'm not going to lower my standards. Even as I'm living with someone as a house guest. I'm living with a 77-year-old guy. He has a 23-acre ranch. He's a very nice guy. Even him got to the point where he was arguing with me about every little thing. I said, stop trying to make me your woman. That's what it sounds like. I said, we two adults, male and female. I said, we can be friends. We can be business partners. But it's not going to be any lovers. I don't want to be in the category where I'm going to be anyone's lover. I said, let's just maintain our relationship, what we said we were going to do, and stop trying to make me your woman. And so that cut down the argument. I said, changing. I said, I'm not going to try and change you. Don't try and change me because I'm headstrong about where I want to go with my life. I don't want to be a Mrs. Nobody. I want to be a queen, and that's the role that I'm on.
Yes, yes.
And here in your program, and thank you so much, Sandy, for having her on your program, it really is pushing me to where I really need to go higher and higher.
Give thanks, give thanks. I'm so excited for you, sis, and it's a wonderful thing. And see, I don't even entertain some of the friendship conversations, especially when I know that there is an interest. No, we don't need to be friends because I am not looking. So
right,
I'm not
right.
looking, and I know you are. We can't be friends, bruh. We can't because giving you an unrealistic expectation that you're going to be able to step to me. And so if I'm not over my ex or me and my ex ain't really over, we still playing, we on one day, off one day, kind of on, all of that, leave everybody else alone. And then if you make the decision to end the relationship, still leave everybody else alone. Forsaking all others, you've got to fall in love with you before you ever fall in love with anybody else on the planet.
Exactly. Exactly.
So
and that comes with changing your diet, changing your friends, your environment.
Yes.
Comes with changing your energy. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Beautiful, beautiful. Stay on, and you'll near the end of the show, you will hear my contact information, and I will be working on projects. Dr. Phil Valentine is coming in this weekend, and I'm getting everything prepared for him, so we can definitely talk tonight, sis, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
All right.
All right.
So before we go on, we have one more caller, area code 770-885. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment or question, please.
Hi, Sandy. This is Gloria. Hello, Queen Alicia. How are you doing?
I
unfortunately got set myself down here to wait for 9 o'clock, fell asleep, and just getting on about 5-6 minutes ago. But what I've heard, I'm just overwhelmed, and I am in the alone state. I have that so the man thing is not an issue for me, but a lot of what you said other than that is very interesting to me, and I'd like to start this class next week, so I need to know more about it.
Wonderful. Well, let me go ahead and just share my phone number, and you can shoot me a text tonight as well, sis. The contact number is 404-401-7448.
Yes.
That's 404-401-7448. If you will text me your email address, then I can, as soon as I get off, send you out the package, and then we can definitely talk. And if the universe says the same and this will be a good match for you, I would love to be able to walk with you on this healing journey.
All right. I'm very interested and look forward to it.
Excellent.
Sandy, thank you again for another great guest.
Thank you, Gloria. I appreciate it.
Okay. Okay.
You got people, yeah. You got people interested in wanting to do that healing. You know what really got my attention was when you said when we vibrate at a higher level, then we attract higher vibrating energy men. And I know that's what most queens want and desire. So, you know, we know that there is something to look forward to at the end of the journey. So I really, really like that statement that you gave us. So tell me, Queen, what got you into the work of doing the womb detoxing?
Well, actually, you know, you shared my story earlier that I, for 17 years, had 40 pounds worth of fibroid tumors living in my body. And so it affected my personality. If you can imagine cycling 7 to 9 months per year, and that was the norm for me. So, yeah, when you hear people say, ah, Queen Nee, she an evil something, I was. They ain't lying. They ain't telling a lie, and I can't even be mad because I was an evil something. 7 to 9 months. Oh, yes, child, it's all true. And so when I made the decision, now, yes, I did change to raw and vegan food, yes, because I learned about it in 2009, and it scared me because I lost 4 pounds in a weekend. And you can't have a big girl lose 4 pounds in a weekend on some vegetables. I was like, oh, no, I can't do this here. Oh, I will be hungry. But that was my first introduction. And then I started learning about herbs, and that's when I started studying with Cayenne Baratunde of the Forgotten Foods. And so I started learning about the herbs and how the herbs work together with the food and what foods go in and attack tumors and take the life out of tumors. So when I was able to successfully healed my womb, and when I then had a track record of my healing, so all the fibroids, it took 10 months to cause the fibroids to break up and to pass through me, to get to the point that they could pass to me, and then it took 5 months for all of them to actually pass. And so I can say with an assurity from August 2011 up to right now today, I have never missed a cycle. My cycles are, if the moon, all I have to do is look outside, and it's like the full moon's coming. Here she come, boom. It's like clockwork. I don't wonder. Only thing that messes me up is when we have a super moon that throws in there. Then it's like, oh, Lord, here we go. But otherwise, it's right on the money. Now, you got to keep in mind, for 17 years, I didn't know what a regular cycle was.
Yeah.
I didn't know from 24 up until 39-40? Nah. I didn't know what that was. I just wore a pad all the time just in case. So then, in addition to the food and the herbs, I got rid of some of the toxic people in my life. I started learning what a 90-10 and a 75-25 relationship was. I learned that I had a whole lot of people's back who did not have my back. So then when I began to value me, because, see, a lot of people liked me at 300 pounds, but not much as I began to lose weight and come into the real queen. That not too much, because now I don't, no, that's not who I like. I like the fat girl. And so when I started releasing the pounds and releasing the people that were weights that so easily beset me, I became a different person. And so when I started learning, because, see, I didn't have a coach to walk me through the emotional part of releasing the fibroids. Nobody really talks about that. It is emotional because, see, when a man and a woman come together, they always create an energy. Some of those energies become babies. Some of those energies become fibroids. So when you start dropping fibroids out your body, sometimes they have hair. Some of them have little things that look like eyes. Some women have even reported having little teeth come out of them because they were misaligned energy that were formed and living in your body and eating off of your energy source and So that's what got me into the womb work, is that I didn't have a weight loss coach. I didn't have a womb detox coach. So a lot of mistakes that I made just because I had no one to be accountable to. So I get the beautiful opportunity to be a no-nonsense accountability partner to women. And in doing that, as you're detoxing your womb, we're getting the people that are still trapped up in your womb out of there because, see, Sandy, a lot of sisters don't understand. Every time you lay down with a brother. Who's laying down with, and who's laying down with you are two separate people. You are laying down with this figure that's in front of you, and every woman or man that he has ever slept with, I said every woman or man that he has ever slept and every woman or man that they have slept with. You see, some people get into this whole let's have a threesome. But see, what you don't understand is people that are just real open to that, what else have they been open to?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? What else? You know, I'm just a free spirit. What does that really mean? And then are you willing to open your energy centers to receive all of that? Have you ever wondered why you responded to something? You're like, that's out of character for me. Why did I slip out on that person like that? Because it wasn't you. It's one of those other personalities that's still sleeping in your womb. That by default, you said, come on in. I welcome you into me. And so, see, this is where our brothers run into jeopardy. Some of them find it real, real sexy to date women or to turn women that were lesbians out, turn them now over to men. Well, what you don't understand is that that spirit of lesbianism that she operated in, no judgment, she is now transferring to you, and it effeminizes you. So all of a sudden you having feelings that you don't understand. Because you think you're the big stud and you done turned her over. No, bro, she done turned you out. And you don't even realize.
Wow.
Well.
different way to look at it. I tell you, and I'm excited with the views, and you have so much passion in what you're talking about. You know, and as you were explaining the different avenues and the journey that your life took and the paths where there was no one to walk with you, and I say that's because you needed to learn the lessons so that you could teach this. You are the master teacher because you've experienced it and you know what you needed while you was on that road so that you can help. And you don't need anybody that's going to be soft-spoken and trying, you know, just like, well, come on now, you know, we can do this. You don't need that when you're doing this work because this is serious work. And so I see you being called out to do it, Queen, because you have the right temperament. You got the right heart. You got the right soul. You got the right spirit to do this work and to do it effectively. So I applaud you.
Give thanks. And I'm so, it means so much to me. When my elders give me praise, it means everything to me because you a real, real straight shot like I am. You had everybody scared over there at the school, including me. So, like, uh-oh, it's Sandy. Get it together. Whatever it is, get it together. Here she comes. And so it's wonderful. When I get a compliment from you, oh, I take that all the way to heart. It means everything to me. So I know you mean it because you don't mince words. I love that.
I don't. Life's too short for that. You know, tell it like it is and keep on moving. I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings in the process. So.
That's right.
But you ain't supposed to tell everybody them people was over there scared of me, though.
I forgot.
Oh boy, but you know, I think me and you was in good company because you know they knew to straighten up when you came around too. So it's all good.
I can neither confirm.
You know, we need to be like that, though. You know what I'm saying? This life that we're living calls for that. Otherwise, we're gonna be distracted forever by that womb of the mind that's got you looking at the TV and wondering why there's only two channels out of all the hundreds of channels that's on cable. There's only two or three that's dedicated to black TV shows, you know, and the movies that are depicting the African-American life are just so far from reality. And so, you know, we can't be about playing when we're trying to make a real difference in the world. So that's where I come. So I'm good.
And it's true. And see, this is the real scary thing. We have things like Get Out and all over Facebook. Oh, you got to spend your money. You got to go watch Get Out. Not understanding that the brother that wrote Get Out is married to a white woman.
Oh, wow.
So you telling us to get out, but you didn't.
Yeah.
We got a problem. If you sit up and even on TV, they have a new series called Underground. Why do I want to continue to replay the degradation of my ancestors over and over and over in my subconscious by watching this on a weekly basis, and I'm not offsetting it with anything? Why am I doing that? If I sit at my altar and I speak with my ancestors, I know what they went through, and they channel to me and they tell me how to keep from repeating the mistakes they made. I don't need to keep watching what happened to them over and over and over again. No, because you don't see nobody having Holocaust shows on every week, and you won't see it.
Right.
You won't see Holocaust movies put on the TV or at the movie screen because they don't want to keep seeing it over and over and over again, but they'll make sure we do.
Yeah. Excellent point.
And that's another way.
You know, a lot of these shows that we have, Queen, and I apologize for cutting you short right there, but a lot of these shows that we have on television, you know, like I got caught up in a couple, you know, in that first season or something, and it was just something in my spirit that wouldn't let me look at them anymore. You know, like it's like, why? You know, it's the same old stuff, And, you know, we're the biggest dope dealers, and, you know, the women
right.
are scandalous. There's nothing honorable about anybody that's in the movie, you know, and we all are just drawn to it. Oh, I got to see such and such. I got to see such and such. And they said, well, Sandy, how do you like it? I'm like, I don't watch it. I just, there's something in me that won't allow me to watch that, you know.
Yes.
And so, yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing that
is
you would bring that point
grow?
Up.
That's the thing. Is it making you grow? Because
yeah.
I have to watch myself because I'm on my eye. Things that deal with justice, just I gravitate to. So I have to make sure that I don't get sucked up into criminal minds and law and order and all of that because it sets you in a mind frame where you can become paranoid. You sitting up
it
watching
is, yeah.
everybody out of one eye, you know, the UPS man knock at the door and you sliding over to the side trying to peek. UPS man ain't thinking about you. But because that's what
right,
you're
right.
feeding your mind, then that's the mindset you go into. So I make sure when I get ready to look at something, I ask myself, okay, how many DVDs have you bought that you ain't watched yet? Educational DVDs mm-hmm. that's sitting there. Put the DVD in and feed yourself as opposed to
yeah.
just sitting and watching what's convenient because it is programming. It's on purpose.
That it is. No doubt, no doubt. You know, it's like, a, yeah, anyway. You said it well. You said it well. I don't need to add any words to that. And so we've got about 5 minutes left. And I want to make sure that we recap. So I'm going to recap the best I can from the notes because after a while I just couldn't take it anymore. I want to be in the conversation. So I want to give just heartfuls of thanks to Queen Neat for being with us tonight. And her topic is who is still sleeping in your womb. And it's so meaningful that we're taking this time to address this subject, not from any stand other than it is the healthiest action that we can take is to make sure that our bodies are cleaned from energies of folks that are no longer attached to us so that we can move in a more productive way. And so tonight the queen has talked about, again, who she is and that she trained other women to be better than herself. And she does a meditation class on Sundays. And she gave us some of those old plantation thoughts we have, like, you know, we're taught how to treat a man, not honoring who we are as women, and that the women that taught us perhaps never knew how to honor themselves or to love themselves, so therefore they were unable to pass that that knowledge on to us. And then we also, Queen Neat gave us the 8 womb centers and explained a few of those for us so that we would understand the different womb centers that both men and women have and how they affect our moving about the universe. And so I'm going to let Queen Neat come back on and give us her closing thoughts, give us how to contact her, give us what she would like for us to leave with, and again, sincerest appreciation for what you do in the world and for coming on and sharing it with us here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Queen Neat, it's all yours.
Absolutely. Well, beloveds, I want you to ask yourself the question, do I love me unconditionally? Do I love me unconditionally? Do my actions reflect it? Do the words that I say about myself reflect it? When I listen to myself talk, does it reflect I love me unconditionally? If it doesn't, then it could be because your wounds are toxic. I would love to invite you to take this one-year journey with me and with my sisters. We have a beautiful, beautiful circle where we're able to be together and to be transparent. Nobody is judging you, but where you are able to heal in a safe and sacred space. You can text me at 404-401-7448, 404-401-7448. The goddess Neet was the warrior goddess, and she also was the protector of women and children. And to that extent, we offer NRA-certified concealed weapons certification classes, tactical weapons and concealed weapons certification classes. So if you've ever wanted to learn how to protect yourself, if you're a woman that works at night or if you're a woman that lives by herself, there are things you need to know how to protect yourself in the case of a break-in or anything to that effect. Reach out to me. We have a class coming here with an NRA-certified instructor on the 29th of April. And that number, again, is 404-401-7448, 404-401-7448. So if you're interested in the 52-week womb detox or the NRA-certified tactical weapons training course, we are very, very, very excited about serving you. I want each of you all to know that you are not by yourself. If you are not in a relationship right now, you may be in the best state of your life, because it gives you the opportunity to purge and to heal, not to take the expectations of your last relationship into the current relationship, but it gives you a chance to heal you so that you can attract a higher vibrating version so that you will be able to get the very best that you want. So, again, the phone number is 404-401-7448. 404-401-7448. Shoot me a text. I'm here to serve you.
Thank you again, sweet. You're so, so beautiful, and your spirit reflects that you've learned the lesson well. So, again, this is Sandy Rogers with Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And if you would like to send me a text, not a text, if you would like to shoot me an email, is lifeloveandwellness@gmail.com. Any thoughts that you may have. And remember, your life does matter, that you are exactly who you are supposed to be. There's never any mistakes in the creation of mankind. So thank you for joining me tonight. Thanks, Queen Neet, for being our very, very special guest. And we talk candidly here on Life, Love, and Wellness about positive experiences, personal development, self-discovery, and holistic wellness, because we know that when we love who we are, we cause no harm or danger to anyone, especially ourselves. And so we are at peace and harmony with all of humanity. So, again, this is your hostess, Sandy Rogers. I'll see you next week. May you forever live in divine wellness. And good night. Love you.
Love and wellness.